Hello everyone, this is Audiomo Day 3 for June the 3rd, 2016. And of course, it's late in the evening again and I've procrastinated. But I'm posting now, so here we go. I was really stumped for a topic. And I was looking through other people's Audiomos today to kind of get some inspiration. I used the hashtag Audiomo on Twitter to see what people were posting, and I found one that I really liked. It was a guy named John McLeod. I don't think I've met before. I don't think I've talked to you before, but he was talking about Star Trek: The Next Generation, and I've always been big into Star Trek, so I thought I would respond to it. He was talking about that he had watched Star Trek: The Next Generation growing up, and he was just revisiting it. And I sort of had the same... I kind of grew up with Next Generation as well. I kind of discovered the original Star Trek and The Next Generation at the same time. And I really enjoyed the original series. I was really into it. But The Next Generation was kind of my Star Trek at the time, though, because it was the one that was new and... You know, it was only on once a week, and when there were cliffhangers, you know, I had to wait for the summer for them to find out what happened. And, anyway, going back to the original post, John said that he got The Next Generation on Blu-ray, and he noticed watching through the series how the first couple of episodes were not that great. And that's very much true, and he was wondering how... when it started getting good. Unfortunately, the thing about The Next Generation is it really doesn't hit its stride until season 3. Season 1 is not good. It has its moments. There are some episodes that actually aren't too bad, but there are some episodes that are not good at all. Season 2 was better. I think they sort of figured out how to make Next Generation at that point, but they just weren't that good at it yet. Also, season 2 had a different doctor who I think they tried to make her a little bit harder edged at the beginning, and I think they ended up making her extremely unlikable. Revisiting the show, I actually like her character after maybe the third or fourth episode she was in, but I think it was kind of too late. And so they brought the original Doctor back. And season 3 on, it kind of really hits its stride. So just hang in there for those first 2 years, the first 2 seasons worth. One thing I would recommend to anyone who's into Star Trek do is check out the podcast Mission Log. It's been going on for several years now. And the way it works is the two people who host it, every week, they watch another episode of Star Trek. They're watching them in order. And then they comment on whether the episode holds up, if there are any messages in it, talk about the production. You know, there's some trivia, that sort of thing. And it's really good. They are about halfway through The Next Generation right now. I think just over halfway. They're in the latter half of the season 4. And they started right from the original series to the animated series to the movies, like to the original movies and now Next Generation. And they're going to go all the way through, apparently. So it's worth checking out if you're at all interested in Star Trek and kind of reliving it. I will say with Next Generation, you know, being critical, I still really like it. I think it's still really good. I think there's a lot that maybe doesn't hold up anymore. I think Next Generation was made right sort of in the middle as television was changing from an era that was very episodic. You know, nothing really changed from one episode to another episode. And you can watch them in pretty much any order to the way television is now, where things are very sequential and they're pretty much assuming that you're going to watch every episode. And Star Trek: Next Generation was kind of in the middle there. There were sort of hints of episodes that took, like, things that took place in the past and all that, but they were just starting to sort of figure out how to do that. So it, if it suffers from anything, it suffers from that, like, sort of changing times in television production. But it's still worth checking out. I think it still holds up more or less. And so I think I've talked enough about Star Trek: The Next Generation. And I will talk to you all tomorrow. Take care.